guest here on Free Talk Live. Just dial in toll free. The number is brought to you by ProXPN. It is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you are invited to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. You can create the content there on the front page of the site. We've combined our site with Reddit. We get the Free Talk Live Reddit. That's right there on the front page of our website. It's kind of rethemed so it looks more appropriate for our site. But that's basically what the front page is. You can submit content there to the front page. You can vote up the stuff that you like there. You can vote down what you don't like. And then ultimately, we can look at the front page of the website before the show and see what it is you think's interesting. Maybe talk about it on the air here. Of course, if you want to get your thoughts on the air, the best way to do it is to call toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and Skype into the show tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to the amp lines where Ty is on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Ty.
Hey, have you heard or seen any of the arguments online regarding the difference between this idea of thick and thin libertarianism?
No, I haven't.
I've seen the arguments and brutal versus I'm not sure what. But
what is it, thick versus thin libertarianism?
I'm still kind of confused about it, too. But from what I understand, it's pretty much like the idea that if everything in libertarianism just goes down to the non-aggression principle, they consider that to be a thin thing because there are certain things that are not technically violations of the non-aggression principle that are still technically wrong, mm-hmm. Or socially unacceptable.
Sure.
And that there should be a thicker form of libertarianism that takes that into account. Now, I don't know the specifics of what guiding principles or what principles would guide this thick libertarianism. But I think it does address a certain problem that exists in the liberty movement where there's like a connotation or an impression of heartlessness in the liberty movement. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure. Libertarians are considered to be selfish, evil old men.
Privileged white man well.
That too.
Now, take for example the reason that what spurred this on was there's a Facebook meme posted specifically because Brett is co-hosting tonight, so it had to do with compulsory education.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody commented on it that it's too bad that libertarians are against education,
right?
Because this is just a bad thing. And the meme was really not about public schools anyway, but it was really about the compulsory indoctrination system, okay? But anyway, it still speaks to how the impression is that libertarians are just these heartless bastards,
Mm-hmm.
Well, and people have decided to call school education, and I mean, it's kind of important to define your terms. I know school doesn't teach that because it's not education. But, one of the most effective things I think you can say to somebody who's willing to listen and somewhat open-minded is to make a distinction between what education is. Education is a lifelong process. It's intrinsically motivated, learning about the things you want. Unschooling is how adults learn after they're done with college.
Yep. All that's fine, but I mean, I think that there's two really important points that go into rebutting sort of government education, and that is, well, what do they do when you want to send your kid to some other place? And the answer is, well, that doesn't matter. You've got to pay for the public school because of the poor people. Well, wait a second. If you want to pay for the poor people, then we should have some kind of means-based scholarship, not a government school system, which essentially is populated by middle-class white kids.
Mm-hmm.
That in and of itself, the whole system is based on a big fat lie there. And secondarily, we can look at the facts with the government school systems is that 20% of their graduates are functionally illiterate, and 40% in some zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
You could just not educate kids. You could not send kids to school at all and get those kind of numbers, it seems to me.
Especially today, yeah.
Yeah, what I'm really trying to get at is the fact that, or the real problem I'm trying to figure out a way to promote is to add some heart and compassion into the liberty movement. There was also a meme posted of Neil Peart the other day, and Neil Peart, on his article where he talks about libertarianism, he calls himself a bleeding heart libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, that was so unusual to hear that term, a bleeding heart libertarian. What does that really mean, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot of people in the liberty movement that have a big heart. Like, there's the FR33 aid, free aid, you know, it's a mutual aid type deal. Mm-hmm. So there are people, and I guess that's, traditionally, that would be more of a leftist thing. You know, so there's still a little bit of a shading of the left-right paradigm in the liberty movement.
Here in New Hampshire, we have the Shire Sharing, which is a group that goes and feeds folks during Thanksgiving time.
100-night shelter here in Keene is set up by a libertarian.
Well, he's not involved in that anymore, but yeah, that's
he's still
was.
On the board.
If no, I said not anymore.
He was set up.
Okay,
that's the
enough.
Terminology
yeah,
I use.
He's not on the board anymore either, but it's a good organization. But I totally understand where you're coming from, Ty, and it is a huge problem with the liberty movement is that there are people who believe themselves to be libertarians, and by all evidence they are, who are very, very poor at explaining the ideas of liberty in a way that somebody who is compassionate will be able to understand.
Well, the fact is that the non-aggression principle is a basis for human interaction. It is not all of human interaction. So I fall into the thick category here mm-hmm. because I operate from some other paradigms besides just the non-aggression principle.
Absolutely. To me, the non-aggression principle is not good enough as a rule to govern human interactions. It's a rule, but it should not be the only
one.
Right. It should not be the only rule. I also like peace, and I like, you know, forgiveness, and I like, you know, helping people, and, you know, all those other things. And there's
compassion.
A lot of compassion, yeah.
Because there's
exactly. And I would like to get over that stigma that libertarianism has, or even voluntarism has, of being heartless and ruthless and just not caring.
Well,
and I'm just trying to, you know, come up with some ideas of how to try not to combat it. You know, combative is a phrase I don't want to use anyway, but somehow to get to overcome that negative stereotype and show the heart of libertarianism. Things like, you know, Mary Ruart's
Absolutely.
Healing Our World is much better than, like, trying to give somebody Rothbard, which Rothbard's got some good stuff, but he also talks about things like when it comes down to how to treat kids. Well, kids have no rights. You know, you could starve your kids, and it doesn't violate the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, that's right.
You're heartless.
Yeah,
automatically heartless, you know?
You don't want to be handing people Rothbard or Walter Block, like, you know, defending the undefendable right out of the gate. And I think it speaks to this fact that, you know, you have to ask what is and where do we stand as far as trying to put a more compassionate face or really put more genuine compassion into the philosophy of liberty. And I think as far as perceptions are concerned, right now we stand in a pretty deep hole because there is an extraordinarily powerful propaganda machine that we're up against.
I totally agree, and I think that the only thing you can really do to further this concept, Ty, is to do things that will bring attention to compassionate acts by libertarians, where whatever news coverage comes out of it makes it clear that this was some whatever it was that you're doing. You know, Shire Sharing is a good example here in New Hampshire, that it's a group of libertarians who are repainting the church that got tagged with the anarchy symbols, or that
people who are nasty enough are just going to say, well, that's not good enough. You're only doing it for whatever reason.
Oh, you're
doing
nothing compared to the state and all its beneficence.
But these people who think that generosity means stealing money from their rich friends and giving it to their poor friends.
The fact is the libertarian movement will always have people coming into it who are coming from kind of the conservative perspective of just a bunch, you know, the kind of the viewpoint that they just want to keep what's theirs. And as long as those people are coming into the movement, and I don't want them to not come in, but as long as they're coming in, they're going to be very poor communicators to the people who want to help other people. There's just two different types of people involved in this. There's more coming up. We can continue here. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks, Ty, for the call.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll-free. We're talking about the heartless libertarian problem, but you can also take control of the airwaves here. The number is 855-450-FREE, as Mark is tearing up a piece of paper over there. Not
sure. Can you hear that?
I imagine people could, who are listening carefully could definitely hear it. Absolutely hear it. Thank you. It's very effective. All right, so we're here to take your calls, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You know, here at Free Talk Live, we enjoy bitcoins. We do take bitcoins for our advertising dollars. And
dollar is bitcoins.
That's kind of a silly thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, we're taking bitcoins for our ad buys. from our clients.
One can purchase ads from Free Talk Live with
yes.
Bitcoin.
About what, about 25% of our business is Bitcoin?
Yeah, 25 to 50, depending on the month.
And we got started in Bitcoin thanks to one of our advertisers really encouraging us to take the Bitcoins. And we would like to encourage you to accept Bitcoins from your customers as well and give them options to pay with Bitcoin and, you know, try to pay your vendors with Bitcoins. And there's a way that you can do that with your customers.
Yeah, blockchain.com has a great... vendor app. What do you call this?
A merchant app.
Merchant app. I'm sorry, I don't know all these terminologies. But you can go get an app there free for a smartphone or a tablet and accept Bitcoin in your business safely, securely, and for free. There are no terms of service. No terms of service. When has this ever happened to you on the internet? No terms of service. No ID requirements of any kind. You just go to blockchain.com and download the app from the Google Play Store there. Get started. Zero fees from blockchain.com. Now, if you're wanting to use Bitcoin sort of in your private life instead of a merchant app, you can go to blockchain.info. That is their sort of individual side, and blockchain.com is
the business side.
Yeah, indeed. Blockchain.com.
All right. So before we go back to the phones here, just a few more thoughts from the panel on this idea of the libertarian... this common idea about libertarians that we're heartless and that libertarians don't want to help people. You just want to destroy things. You just want to destroy education. You want to destroy the roads. You want to destroy, you know, fill in the blank. Libertarians just want to break things down. They never want to build things up. They never have any alternative ideas. They never have any solutions.
Well, we believe that the marketplace will likely build things, up in the absence of a state-run monopoly.
You know, what I'm thinking right now, we don't have enough words. I think that's really the problem. And I think through the years, like, you've changed your labels, Ian. You used to call yourself an anarcho-capitalist. You called yourself
briefly
a free marketeer at one point, voluntarist.
And I like voluntarist.
Yeah, I think libertarian as a term is... It's not as silly as people on the left calling themselves liberals, which actually, ironically, meant free at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... It's too big of a tent, right? If Bill Maher and Glenn Beck can both be underneath it, it's too big.
I agree.
Well, you know,
progressive also is a crappy term. Progressing towards what?
Oh, yeah. That's, well, I mean.
I like the democratic socialists. At least they say it.
Yeah, it's not a euphemism.
We're just saying, you know, we're going to educate enough the population and how they can, you know, use socialism to their advantage, and we're going to enact it democratically.
Okay, so the libertarian tent's too big. Where are you going with that?
Well, I mean, I think we need to specify our terms more, and I think we could maybe come up with a new term that kind of steps away from libertarianism, and it at least, like, because people, when you hear libertarianism, it's just like you're dismissed by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They have a picture in their mind, whatever's convenient, so it doesn't challenge the belief system that they're comfortable with, and they don't have any questions. So when you tell somebody...
They just don't want to hear it.
Right, but if you tell somebody you're a voluntarist, that sounds... nicer.
I agree.
You know, like somebody who volunteers at the kitty shelter.
And people won't have as many preconceived notions about that.
They won't. And it also creates an opportunity that the word libertarian might not. And that's an opportunity for them to ask
to
you
have a conversation.
A question or two. Yeah.
I don't use the term. People don't usually say, what are you? You know, I mean, that's just not what, it's not a conversation they have. So I just don't use the labels. You know, I will
I'm totally with Brett here.
I agree.
Mean, if you get the opportunity to label yourself as a voluntarist, that could spark the question of what's that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have the opportunity to talk about it. But coming back to this issue of libertarians being harsh towards others, it has everything to do with the way libertarians communicate. If you're a libertarian who's come to the ideas of liberty from the right, you will not be a good communicator with somebody who is on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Just right out the gate, you're not going to be a good communicator. You haven't lived, you haven't run in those circles. You don't know how to couch the issues in the terms that are going to resonate with those people. So you take an issue like the war on drugs. It's pretty easy to talk about the war on drugs to somebody who's on the left from a human compassion kind of perspective.
Sure.
There are all kinds of points you can make about ending the war on drugs and how that's going to help people. And that, how that'll actually help people get help with drug abuse. And you know, we can point out evidence from Portugal and things like that to back up those arguments. But if you're a conservative, the way to persuade a conservative would be to talk about how all the money the government is wasting on this war on drugs, and that, you know, wasting police resources on going after pot smokers instead of murderers and rapists. So there's a whole different set of points that you can make to bring a conservative to be more likely to oppose the war on drugs. And so if you bring a conservative into a discussion, or somebody who was a conservative who's become libertarian, into a discussion with somebody who's a liberal that you would like to become libertarian, you're probably not going to do a very good job at communicating to that person. So you have to know your audience, and you have to tailor the viewpoint, the points that you make to that audience. And most people who are new to the ideas of liberty haven't realized that, and so they just go off, you know, if they're conservative, they go off about how they want to keep all the money they've earned and screw the rest of you and blah, 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 whereas a liberal is going to be talking about helping people, and that's not going to resonate with a conservative who just wants to keep the money that he earned at his business. So it's a communication breakdown, ultimately.
Yeah, I think that's about tact, but I think there's also deeper and broader questions that people should ask themselves, and one of them is, what's my motivation? What are the motivating factors that brings me to this? Mm-hmm. And one of the things, because I think you have to speak a somewhat compassionate language with yourself first. If you're all angry inside,
yeah, I agree.
You know, you don't have a lot of positivity to give to anybody else. And especially with these ideas, when everything else, like once you read a book like For a New Liberty or The Market for Liberty or Healing Our World, you are pretty sure you're not wrong. And that can come with a little bit of attitude. It
sure
can come with shaming. It can come with being very pedantic in a way that really turns people off.
Yep.
So one of the things that I realized is I got into this. One of the appeals was some really great shaming of people that you can do. The zingers are great, you know, and it's a way to have the intellectual and moral upper hand. And that's
not going to bring people on board.
Absolutely not. And that's not what motivates me today. But I think a lot of people might be in this for a kind of intellectual and moral bullying.
Certainly could be true.
Even if they don't realize it. And for years now, a lot of us have tried to...
Some of them embrace it, like Chris Cantwell. I mean, he calls himself an a-hole.
Yeah, absolutely. So... that's entertaining, but and there is a place for entertainment,
yep,
and Chris has done some things that are entertaining, but I wouldn't, like, you know, bring him into a crowd of people I was trying to convince,
right,
and say, this
a bunch
is
of
my
newbies.
Spokesman.
Yeah, I wouldn't wheel him out in front of the Catholic Church to talk about, you know.
Well, that's one of the problems, is you don't get to decide who the first person
exactly
is that a random person encounters as a libertarian. Hopefully it'll be you as a good communicator, but odds are good it won't be, and you don't know who that first libertarian is going to be, and it's probably somebody who hasn't honed their communication skills, and they're going to botch something up, and then that person's going to jump to conclusions about what all libertarians are like as a result of that. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Join us on the phones via Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. We were talking about Bitcoins a moment ago. How do you get them? Well, we told you how to get a wallet. You can go to blockchain.info and get your free Bitcoin wallet there. But you then have to acquire Bitcoins to put in the wallet. And you can do that at cashintocoins.com. It is easy. Say fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or send them a wire transfer, and their rates are, I would say, unbeatable. I've never seen a better rate than cashintocoins.com. It's possible, I suppose. I've just never seen it.
Yeah, some of the rates I've seen on getting Bitcoins are just ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen 9, 10%. I mean, Cash into Coins was 3% last I looked. And if you want to pay 0%, you can do that with Cash into Coins. You just have to buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoins through them. Just go to cashintocoins.com. That's cashintocoins.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, let's go to Lot in Michigan City, listening to WIMS in Indiana. Hey, Lot.
Namaste, brothers. How are you?
Namaste to you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wanted to comment on all of the previous gentlemen that have spoke before me real quick, if you don't mind. First, I remember hearing you guys talking about signing off money and that they're stealing and where is it stealing from. They're stealing it from you, the individual who is going to work every day and, you know, trying to do what you have to do to make ends meet to survive a day. Well, they're stealing from you. They're stealing your time. They're making you chase something that doesn't really exist. And it exists, and we still need it in the sense of a concept, but we can ultimately get rid of it. You had the gentleman...
Wait a minute. Wait. Yes, can we slow down just a little bit there? Who are the thieves in that case?
Those in which who give us the money.
You mean like the
Federal Reserve,
the banks?
Where it comes from, right, ultimately where it comes from is from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, who says that, oh, it's the money is backed by gold that we have in establishments, but we know that they don't have any gold. So
they don't make that claim anymore, by the way. They took the silver certificate and gold, you know, information off the money.
But it's kind of there in the past, right? Like there was certainly the currency was backed by gold at one point. People kind of have that feeling that it's backed by something because it looks just like the currency that was.
Right, but it's no longer anymore. And you're right, Lot, that the Federal Reserve is printing money out, and that ultimately does steal the value.
It does steal.
They're taking something that doesn't belong
to them.
Stealing
savings.
They're stealing the value from your savings.
Because you willingly choose to use this currency. You can use gold and silver if that's what you want to do. This has been an opportunity for people for decades, and they choose not to do it.
Yeah, but Mark, you know that most people aren't aware that that's happening. They don't know what inflation really is. You get taught in government school that inflation is an increase in prices.
I'm being a little pedantic, but I would...
When you take something that's not yours without permission, that's stealing.
It devalues your savings.
They're stealing the value of your savings. And so, Lot, you're absolutely right about that. And it's one of the reasons why we're such big fans of gold, silver, and Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live, because with alternative currencies, the government isn't in charge, and the banks aren't as in charge.
Well, see, that's the objective, because the ones who are trying to manipulate the overall worldwide scheme are the bankers and the ones who say they have the money. And I agree that we should have something more based, something more valuable for a currency. And those who buy gold, unless you have actual physical gold in your hand, and I believe it's illegal to hold gold bullion unless you have the permits or
No, that's not true.
That hasn't been true since the 70s.
You can go right now to gold.freetalklive.com, and you can order all the gold and silver that that you want, and they'll ship it right to you. But I do agree that it is important to have gold and silver in your hand as opposed to some sort of note that claims that it's in a vault somewhere. That can easily be debased and taken right out from under your nose.
Historically, that hasn't worked out.
Yeah. Hey, Lot, I wish we had more time to get more of your comments, but we've got other folks who want to get on here, so we're going to let you go for tonight. But call back another night with anything else you've got. Appreciate hearing from you. He's a new listener. He called in for the first time the other night. I think it was last night.
Last night, yeah.
So our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go and continue. Dave is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Splendid. Go ahead with your thoughts, Dave.
Basically, I've been listening to your guys' show for a little while, and I find it pretty interesting.
Thanks.
I guess what I'm looking for is just, an overall explanation of the Free State Project. And in addition to that, a couple of the concerns that I really have are, and I'm sure that you have an answer for this because you guys seem like good, compassionate people, but, some of the safety nets that we believe are offered by government or, they may or may not be, but some of those things like providing health care to individuals that don't have it or, how does that come into play when we're talking about the Free State Project?
All right, let's start with the first question. Brent, do you want to handle what is the Free State Project?
I think I'd like to handle the health care question
if I could. Mark?
Well, the Free State Project is a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. What happens after that is kind of up for grabs. What happens
hopefully
when you get
more freedom.
Yeah, hopefully. Certainly more freedom. We can see some evidence of that germinating at this point. That's all the Free State Project is. It isn't a prescription for anything beyond moving 20,000 people to one place.
People who love liberty.
Yes, people who love liberty.
Of freedom.
Right, so just freedom. And I agree with that wholeheartedly, but I do see a need to take care of people that maybe are, less advantaged or handicapped or individuals that have fallen on hard times. I mean, I worry that there would be a situation where these people would just get left out. Is there something that you've seen where, the community takes care of those individuals? Or do you think that that's not an issue? Do you think that those people will just take care of themselves in this?
Oh, no. There are some people who are clearly incapable of taking care of themselves, and that's a very important question. I mean, I think we've been fortunate here that there have been very few incidents of people needing something like that. Having
lady fell off her porch and
broke her back.
Spine.
Yeah, and I believe, got a lot of support and help from the community.
Got a job she can do from the Free State Project itself.
And yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's one of the benefits of just having community, that, you know, you make connections with people, you establish caring relationships with people, and if somebody falls on hard times, you know, it's possible that they're going to get the help that they need. And I think we've seen a couple examples of that.
Well, that's nice, Brett. Okay, you take care of your own, but what about all the people in the state-run nursing homes? I mean, what's going to happen to those people? You're talking about getting rid of the state. You're going to put all those crippled old folks out on the streets. This is the heartless libertarians we're talking about.
All right, well, there's another problem as well, and there's certainly a history that can show us a different way. There's a book, I believe it's called, I don't know the author, it's called The Tragedy of American Compassion, and it explains the story of, you know, how there's always been people who were less fortunate or in need of medical care. And throughout most of even the 20th century or the first half of the 20th century, there was a lot of mutual aid societies, lodge medicine, people getting the help they need outside of government. Throughout most of the history of America, people saw that as more of a religious function. There are even health sharing ministries today where, you know, you pay in every month, and if you have some kind of serious health problem, then you can draw from this pool and get support. So, I mean, there's a lot, but the other problem is, like, that what's always exempted from these conversations is why are these services so expensive? Why is a nursing home or a heart surgery so expensive? Why does a trip to the doctor cost $300 for nothing sometimes? You know, and I think that is really the product of government regulation in those markets. Mm-hmm. Now, explaining to you how we got there, how we got into this hole, doesn't really offer much of an answer as to how we get out. But looking back at history and how things looked in the past and how things were done in the past, at least gives us, you know, a compendium of ideas that we can present to people about how to go forward.
Let's talk about that further. And Dave, if you want to stick with us, we'll continue the conversation. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I think that this conversation ties right into what we were talking about earlier with this whole heartless libertarian idea. And let's give it some heart coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bubba's remain here. Not going to give you the numbers because we're loaded up with calls. If you don't get in tonight, you can just call in tomorrow. We do a show every single night of the week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us online if you can't get us on your local radio station. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy features, all kinds of them, for free. And if you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about liberty on a nightly basis, then help us out. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $5 a month. Your $5 will be doubled for the next several months because of some generous contributors who have stepped up to double up to $950 a month in contributions. We have not yet made that full $950 a month goal. We're around $700, I think, in that process, and you can help us with that. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations, bringing new internet listeners on board. We got a Google AdWords campaign that we're doing right now to bring people listening, people who want to listen to talk radio, but they don't know anything else. They're just searching for talk radio. They want to find something. Well, we want them to find Free Talk Live, and that's what the AdWords campaign is up to. You can help fund that. You can also help fund our friend and co-host, Daryl, and keep him working for us as doing affiliate relations. He just brought in a new affiliate recently, as a matter of fact. Got confirmation on that earlier yesterday. So he's doing a great job. Your $5 a month goes a long way, and it gets doubled when you amp now at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks like access to the amp-only Facebook group and the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Dave in Michigan, he called in with kind of a general question about the Free State Project, and then a larger question about what about people? I mean, if you guys are talking about ending the state, what about the people that rely on the state? What about, like, here in New Hampshire? I think it's ridiculous, but the state runs nursing homes in almost every county, from what I understand. So a lot
the
of people,
does.
A lot of people. When I say this, that's, I'm sorry. When I say the state, I mean this and this
yes,
idea.
I got you.
The people who call themselves the state or the county or the city, it's all the state to me. But the idea being that, well, you libertarians, you know, you just want to end the state. So doesn't that mean you want people to starve in the streets because they're not getting taken care of anymore? And Brett, you're saying that's not the case at all.
When you said this goes back to our earlier discussion, were you talking about the button pushing discussion?
No, it could go back to that.
It goes back to that, too.
Yeah, but no, what I meant was the discussion about how libertarians, some of them come off as though they're not compassionate towards others. And I think it all has to do with communication. Dave, what I would have to say to your question is that what most of us, and I don't want to speak for everybody, so correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but what most of us who love the ideas of liberty want is we want people to get help when they need help. It's just that we don't think that force, the threat of violence, which is ultimately what backs all government programs, should be used to get those people help. So, yeah, you've got a worthy cause. Let's feed some hungry people. Let's help some people that are sick or infirmed. Let's get them the assistance they need. But let's do it on a voluntary basis, on a consensual basis, where the people who are helping because they are motivated to help, not because they've been threatened by some sort of government agency to help them. And ultimately, I think that's the goal of the people who are in the liberty movement. Does that make sense, Dave?
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I think ultimately, I guess my question is, too, is, you know, we talk about the idea of liberty, or you guys do, and talk about the idea of liberty a lot, which I agree with. I mean, complete freedom sounds like the ideal situation. I guess my question is just, it seems like we fail to acknowledge the services that the state provides now, and how in moving to ultimate, you know, complete liberty, how do we bridge the gap there? How do we, you know, because people don't even realize the services that they're taking advantage of on a daily basis, whether they want to.
A lot
to
of people
don't,
but consider that there's a lot of people that don't take advantage of any services from the state,
I mean,
except for like roads.
Anyone typically uses roads or.
Yeah, but
you know,
the state didn't offer that. Wait a second. The state stole the land that the roads are currently on from sort of communities.
I can agree with that argument.
And then put concrete on it. That they
just,
took the money from all of us. Put the
sure. How do we get away
here's how
from
we do
that?
It. Here's,
so how
here's
do you get
my
that land back? How do you get the roads back?
So here's my interim proposal. I mean, there's all kinds of ideas that could be thrown out here, and it's a much larger conversation than we have time to have. But the short version is, what if people just decided to convert their property taxes into a voluntary payment and decided to send to the people who are the city or the town or whatever, send them the amount that they felt that their services were worth? And you know, then what would happen? Well, then the city or the town would have to start providing services based on the customer satisfaction rather than providing their services based on some arbitrary number they pull out of the air that they want to pull in for tax dollars the next year. I mean, ultimately, if people change how they behave, the people calling themselves the state will have to change how they do business. So I think that could be something, but ultimately,
I see that too, but if we're talking about voluntary payments where, okay, you can use the road and then you pay me what you think it's worth, you know, at what point, you know, everyone using the road isn't paying anything? I mean, at what point do you, even in the private sector, you have areas of enforcement to enforce a contract, which I guess ultimately leads back to the state. But do you think that people are capable of a society where there is really no enforcement behind, where people just say,
I don't know. Now the answer is no.
Oh, I don't think there is at all.
And this is an important part of the question. Like, honestly, and this sounds cynical, but I think that for this to happen, and I see this as a gradual transition over a long period of time. First of all, we have the state. That's coming down. We don't even have to be involved in that at all. The government is $17 trillion in debt. The United States government is going to do what every other imperial power in history has done, and that's stretch to its maximum and break apart and collapse.
You're just including the current debt. You're not including unfunded liabilities.
Which is trillions
right?
More. Yeah, like $40 or $50 trillion. So that's coming down. Like all big empires before it, one day it will just be gone. And does it happen slowly and have to turn over control to states or counties or municipalities? I don't know how that would work. Or does it happen very fast and all at once? I don't know. But it's going to end. And I think that the other problem is that almost everybody who's alive right now, almost everybody, for these ideas to be embraced, they're going to have to be gone. You know, like we're talking, I think, generations in the future. And I'm not, that's not a threat. Okay, but
no,
you know, the mentality of today, whether we're talking about, you know, these old ideas, the puritanical values of America, the welfare mentality, all of that is going to have to be phased out over the course of maybe, I don't know, a generation, five generations. I don't know how long it will take.
Well,
but
what has to be phased out is people's expectation that they can steal from their neighbors to get what they want.
Sure.
You know, look, we've moved across the board here from social welfare programs to roads and a variety of things where the government has a strong bailiwick. But the answer to government welfare is, when it comes down to it here, I do believe that certain people need to be taken care of. But I think there needs to be a strong means test. And there are weak means tests currently with the government. Basically, once you're on some kind of disability, you're on it for life. And there's nobody really cares whether you're on it or not or whatever, just so long as you're disabled as far as they're concerned. The fact is that there's a certain classification of people that will take the freebies and not work. And those people need to somehow be weeded out of the system. I think that charity is the best way to do that.
No.
I would prefer to give my money to charity that's going to check these folks rather than my money to the government that's not.
But the big fear is that there will be people who won't want to give their money to anything, right? Isn't that the concern ultimately?
Right, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
But the government's so gosh darned inefficient that it really wouldn't matter. They waste somewhere on the scale of $7 out of $8 that they get. So if you collect one-eighth of the amount that you're getting, you probably could do the same amount of work.
Right. I tend to agree with that perspective, and I think that people are mostly good, and they do want to help others. But ultimately, if you believe that people are evil and that most people won't contribute to the assistance of others.
Ultimately, most people are good. I'm just wondering, at some level, I think a lot of it, you know, you're saying that the state operates under fear and threats. But I think ultimately, if you get to a point where there's a free state where each individual has their property, has the right to defend their property, I mean, the only reason that keeps me from taking your property, or the only thing, is basically your right to defend it, right? So we're back to the point where...
No.
Threats
no, I can agency. Currently, you agent out your right to defend your property to police. I can agent out my right to defend my property to some kind of security company, probably at a significantly less of a cost than any government bureaucracy can possibly operate on. I don't think you have to be sitting out at the corner of your property with a shotgun every moment in order to protect it.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah, and I, you know, we're out of time for tonight, Dave. But I appreciate hearing from you. I want to make sure we get Ike in real quick. You got the last 20 seconds, Ike. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to thank Nima Vadati for his service and ask Brett when he's going to be starting an unschooled school in New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Well, there is a little bit of talk about a school starting in New Hampshire. And there was one that I was barely involved with called the Scholars Academy in Hooksett a couple years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's something that I think Kate Baker is involved with.
Yeah, Scholars closed down. I worked there for a while. And there's talk about it.
Okay, come here, move here, and help us make that happen, right? Then the more people we have here moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the more options like that will be on the table. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.